Well, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand.
Good evening, this is Mark Edison welcoming you to another edition of Blues from the Summer Room, brought to you by Owl Radio, residing on the website of the Skidelphia Library in Damariscotta, Maine. We open tonight's show with a selection from the Rolling Stones version of Robert Johnson's Love in Vain Blues, from their album Let It Bleed, produced in 1970. Stay tuned for more. We focus tonight on Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones, two of the British rock bands influenced greatly by American blues music. Deep in the DNA of both groups ran the blues songs of the Mississippi Delta and R&B classics from Chicago, most of which we have heard on earlier programs, the music of Robert Johnson, Willie Dixon, Howlin' Wolf, and Muddy Waters, was transformed by the young, long-haired Brits into rock music that appealed to a wide spectrum of the younger generation. First up is music from Led Zeppelin's first album from 1969, And I Can't Quit You Baby, written by Willie Dixon.
I can't quit you, babe. So I'm gonna put you down for a while. I guess I got to put you down for a while. Said you messed up my happy home, made me mistreat my only child. Thank you. you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I said you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
What you trying to do?
Look at me, baby. Can't be satisfied. Trying to worry me, baby, but I never let them get to myself. People worry, baby.
Music from Led Zeppelin's, their renditions of classic blues songs. I Can't Quit You, Babe, written by Willie Dixon. You Shook Me, written by Willie Dixon and J.B. Lenoir. Bring It On Home, again written by Willie Dixon. When the Levee Breaks, a song originally done by Memphis Minnie, and The Lemon Song, Led Zeppelin's version of Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floor. Led Zeppelin was formed by Jimmy Page, one of the legendary guitar players that came out of the Yardbirds. His searing guitar, combined with the dynamic drumming of John Bonham, Robert Plant's expressive vocals, and the multi-talents of bassist John Paul Jones to produce blues with a heavy metal edge. While Led Zeppelin also delved into music with mystical themes and the contemplative and sometimes explosive acoustic guitar work of Jimmy Page, they made their mark with the blues and continued to explore the American art form for as long as they were together. What more can be said about the Rolling Stones? From Keith Richards and Mick Jagger admiring each other's taste in blues music on a railway platform in a London suburb, joining forces with Brian Jones, another blues aficionado, adding Bill Wyman on bass and Charlie Watts on drums, they form a rock band that is still together after more than 50 years. The Stones have weathered the ups and downs of an ambitious rock band with talent charisma, dedication, and a love of music, especially including the blues. Their earliest albums featured covers of songs by Jimmy Reed, Chuck Berry, and Muddy Waters, songs which would go on to influence the many compositions by the group's principal songwriters, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. We will play the Stones' renditions of standard blues songs going back to 1965, and some of the recently recorded tunes from their Blue and Lonesome album of 2016. Let's hear one of the songs from the Stones' early career, Little Red Rooster, first made popular by Howlin' Wolf.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange cat people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. In the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Get ready. You got Oh,
You have just heard the Rolling Stones doing their version of Robert Johnson's Love in Vain. We also heard their version of Howlin' Wolf's Little Red Rooster and Mississippi Fred McDowell's song You Gotta Move. In 2016, the Stones went into the studio and recorded a collection of blues songs they had never recorded before. They chose a studio that was bare bones and made their record without the benefit of the sophisticated sound equipment and acoustic niceties of a modern studio, the better to replicate the sound of earlier times in the history of blues. The result was Blue and Lonesome. Let's start with the title track.
Yeah.
to the postman. He mentioned your name. It seemed like everybody knows about my good man. Kyle Plummer, darling, must be a leak in my drain. It seemed like
their 2016 album Blue and Lonesome, we have heard the Rolling Stones perform the title track from the Little Walter version of the song, their version of I Can't Quit You Baby, and Everybody Knows About My Good Thing, originally written by Miles Grayson and Lemon Horton. Eric Clapton played slide guitar on Everybody Knows About My Good Thing and plain old electric guitar on I Can't Quit You Baby. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones tonight. This is Mark Addison bidding you good night from Blues from the Summer Room and hoping you can join us again for more blues. We will go out tonight with one of the last versions of the song we have been following on Blues from the Summer Room. This version of Baby Please Don't Go was done by the Northern Ireland group Them, featuring the energetic vocals of Van Morrison. Here's Baby Please Don't Go. Good night.
Mm-hmm. babe, please don't go.
Don't look.